The job market is so bad right now. And before you guys come at me,
it's actually been a little over a month now since I've been laid off. And one of the very first things that I did was make my little sappy LinkedIn post just saying, hi, I'm laid off.
For this year, roughly 10,000 Minnesota citizens have been fired. Now, there's a lot of big problems happening with Minnesota, and layoffs are just one of them. Right now, there's also huge fraud scams happening with the Somali stuff in Minnesota, like over $1 billion of welfare money just being siphoned away. Nick Shirley showed off like just a few empty daycares, raking in millions of dollars. There's a lot of fraud. At the same time, the economy of Minnesota just really isn't doing that great. Maybe it's because they're doing so much of this EBT and welfare stuff that none of this money is really going to the people who pay the taxes. And a lot of companies are kind of just getting out. Okay, a lot of companies are leaving Minnesota. It's really not that great. Also, the economy of this whole entire state is getting decimated by the amount of money they're stuffing into welfare. At the end of the day, realistically, the job market will probably never return back to normal. All those nice jobs, those white-collar jobs, are being outsourced to foreign countries. So yes, the job market isn't great in 2026. Will it improve? I don't think so. Check out some of these videos.
I am currently on a job hunt, and I just got off of a phone interview where this man fixed his mouth to tell me, oh yeah, we're paying $11 an hour, no commission, to work 40 hours a week at a smoke shop. Huh? I can't. My gas is flabbergasted. So if you're in St. Petersburg or Tampa Bay area and you know of a job or are hiring and you want to pay me a little more than $11 an hour, let me know.
If you're ever feeling bad about the current job market, just look at this. I've literally applied to thousands of jobs on Indeed and heard nothing back. But then my friend showed me this. All you do is upload your resume. And when you swipe right on a job, AI will automatically apply on the website for you.
Is it just me or is it becoming impossible to find a job? Look at all of these jobs that I've applied to and none of them have worked out. It's actually insane. Like, I don't know who has a job at this point. I was starting to lose all hope. And then my friend just showed me this app yesterday. All you do is click here to upload your resume, and all you do is swipe right, and AI applies on the company's website for you.
I genuinely don't know what to do anymore. It's like everything that used to matter is out the window. It doesn't matter what your experience is. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how innovative you are. It doesn't matter if you went to college. It doesn't matter if you went to grad school. It seems like all that matters now is literally if you were born into wealth, if you're lucky, or you just, your parents, or you just have the connections. Because as somebody with 10 years of corporate experience working at some of the most prestigious companies in the world, great communicator, might look like shit now, but I genuinely can't find any way to make money. I can't get a job anywhere. I can't get a call back. I can't get an email back. I can't get a referral. I apply to jobs and I don't even get a rejection letter. And I get why people get be suicidal, bro. I get why people want to check out or people go crazy or just want to run away because this life does not make sense, man. It doesn't. You don't get in life what you deserve. Work hard. Working hard does not always pay off. That's a lie. A lot of this life that a lot of people would not, admit to you is luck and family. It's not about how smart you are. It's not about what you're capable of. It's not about if you're a good worker. It ain't about none of that shit. This is about literally if someone's willing to give you a chance. And I don't know when that chance time is going to come for me. But I'm not okay. But I'm trying, though. You know what I'm saying? So can't afford therapy. Can't afford health insurance. Can't even get a job at Home Depot because I'm too qualified. Maybe I should just make up another identity with, like, no experience. Maybe that's what I should do. I don't know.
And another thing, the job market, just say y'all don't want employees. When I tell y'all these folks, you'll be either overqualified or underqualified. But if you're overqualified, why not hire them anyway? I just want to know, just put on Indeed, not hiring. Not looking for people that want to work. Because y'all are so picky and choosy. And y'all can feel the whole job description. Tell you this, I got denied yesterday. But all the jobs that I applied for, like literally from the same company, all they denied me. And I'm like, I got 2 degrees. I got certifications. What the fuck do y'all want? And like, y'all, I could get another certification if I wanted to. I can go and grab that, like go and get it just because. But my thing is, what do y'all want from people? And y'all, I'm not going to lie to you. Your girl applied to be a foster care specialist because I love kids and I love working with children. And I just want to make sure that children are treated fairly, that they're going to a home that they need to be in, and that motherfuckers are not mistreating children. It sounds good on paper. Yeah, this is a good fit, but behind closed doors, you beating and abusing children. Like, that don't sit right with my fucking spirit. Half of you hoes don't even deserve kids. You deserve not a damn thing. And that shit's fixed. Like, when I sit up there and I apply myself, I'm like, bro, because I really love these. Like, I really love kids. But everybody be denying this stuff. And it's the same company. They denied me 2 years in a row. And you're still looking for people to fill the job. At this point, just put on the description, we're not hiring. We want to pick our motherfucking friends. We want to pick whoever we want to pick. Just say you're not hiring. Because it should not be that hard. It should not be that hard, child. Overqualified. Went to school. Literally went to school for the shit. Got a whole degree in education. This don't make no sense. When I tell you, it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. But where there's a will, there's a way. God bless. Because I just feel like everybody should be able to get a job. If they want the job, give them the job. You got all the qualifications. What more do you want? You want me to pull something out the top of my head? Like, come on now. And we wonder why the kids act the way they do. Look at the adults.
It's so frustrating how this job market is, and it's not surprising, but it's just infinitely harder than it should be. Aside from the fact that we have a ridiculous number of candidates that are applying for the same jobs, aside from the rejection rates that people are seeing out there, and aside from the apparently normal long unemployment metrics that we're seeing where people are unemployed for an average of 6+ months. If you're new here, my name's Leigh. I got laid off 3 times in a 15-month period, and I'm currently navigating the 3rd time. So what makes this even more frustrating is I was just informed that I was denied unemployment today. And they're saying that it was because of my severance. They're saying that based on calculations, my severance pays me through January 3rd. But today is December 27th. And I don't know. It seems to me that it would be easier to just wait a week and approve me rather than making me go through the gauntlet of questions to try to reapply, especially when we're literally days away from the day that my severance would officially run out according to their calculations. And it's just so frustrating. It should not be this hard. But what I'm trying to read this as and understand it to be, aside from another challenge, is I need to continue keeping my foot on the gas. I need to continue staying as positive as possible, and I need to continue to do my part, and that's what I'm going to have to do. So despite the fact that it's Saturday and that we just came out of the Christmas holiday and my birthday and I should really have been taking time off, for unemployment, you have to show 4 days of job search activity in the state of Arizona. I'm not sure about other states, but B, I, again, have to keep my foot on the accelerator. So that means continuing to apply to jobs in the hopes that come next week on Monday, I will start getting more phone calls or more invites for interviews and get more on the calendar. Now, I do have 2 screenings on the calendar for next week. I'm also still waiting for round 2 for the now top 2 companies that I'm hoping to progress with. And I am in the running in some way, shape, or form with a handful of other companies. And I'm also waiting for a handful of companies to schedule an interview after they've already asked me for my availability. So those are all encouraging, and I feel like something good is definitely going to happen in January, but the waiting game is just so frustrating. And if that's also you, I would love to hear your story in the comments. Feel free to vent. This is a safe space, and hopefully those of you guys that are out there going through this with me see some more activity in January as well. We are this close, guys. We are so close to 2025 being over and being able to walk away from this year and just let it go and move into 2026. And despite the fact that I'm currently unemployed, I'm really hoping that you and I are both stepping into this new year with intention and positivity and some groundwork being laid now so that we have some good chances to get that new job that we so desperately need and want in January. I'll see you guys in the next one.
I just need somewhere to rant because the job market is absolute crap, and I was on a third interview of this job that I thought was a perfect job for me. It was going to be a stable income to allow me to pay my bills and pay off my debt, and I get to this third interview and I got lied to about the job that I was applying for. I applied for this entry-level marketing job, and inside of the job application it talks about how it is going to be marketing a nonprofit organization and how they do like events for this nonprofit. You plan the events, you do the events, and you go and you pretty much do all the background of marketing. You're not the social media, you're not the advertising, but you're the face-to-face person where you're coordinating the events, you're doing all of the planning, you're figuring out their niche market, all these different things in the background of marketing. And I get to my third interview today, and he starts talking about the pay structure and talks about how what you do is you're actually at a booth in front of like a Walmart or a Vons or something else, and you are asking people for donations for this nonprofit. Their entire application mentions nothing about this being a sales position. That is 100% sales. And if I haven't got you convinced, they then decide to break down the pay structure of the person donates 100%. Then they split it down. The marketing firm gets 60%, and then they split it down to that. You get 30% of that, and the firm itself gets the other 30%. I had asked from the beginning of this interview what the salary was for this position, and they told me $50,000 to $75,000. And I just assumed, okay, well, they had that range because you usually tell them, this is what I want to make, and they determine if your skills, your background, your experience is enough for what you're asking for. No, I think what they were saying is that it's all based on commission, because I asked him very directly. I asked, there is no annual, there is no base pay for this position. And he said, no, it is all starting off on commissions. And I just wanted to cry. They did not market this as a sales position whatsoever. And I thought that I had finally found the perfect job, that I was going to get a job that I really wanted, something I really enjoyed, something that I got my college degree in, and they're just looking for sales representatives. I avoid sales positions. Am I in the wrong? Like, I asked so many questions, and nowhere inside of their job application did they say that this was a sales position. And I do not want to be in sales. If I did, I would just focus on my TikTok shop. I'm just devastated. I know it's stupid, but I'm devastated. So I just wanted to come here and rant because the job market sucks and I got my hopes up, and now I'm just crushed.
Lately, I've been seeing on my timeline a lot of people talking about finding a job after graduation. And usually when I talk about my two part-time jobs on here, you guys are always like, Rainey, why don't you go find a career using your degree that you got? Like, why are you wasting your degree? Why don't you go find a job in your career with your degree? I swear I'm not trying to waste this degree. I swear I'm not dilly-dallying, y'all. Like, I literally been trying to find a job since 2024 when I graduated, okay? But let me tell you how it usually goes. So the other day I had an interview, right? Interview slash kind of discussion with this higher up at a company. And we're sitting down, we're talking on the Zoom or the Teams chat thing. And it seems like it's going okay. Like, I don't even know if they were, it wasn't really giving like they were that interested in me. Like to start off, they're kind of like, you don't have any experience. And I'm like, yeah, true. I'm trying to literally get my foot in the door somewhere, but I haven't been able to get my foot in the door anywhere. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, literally, this job market is trying to bully me into starting my own business. And anyways, so then they're like, yeah, we do have this position open where it's like entry level, and you can basically kind of find your way around the company. You explore different areas, and it's kind of like this thing that we do at our company. I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds really, really interesting. Like, I would love to do that so I can figure out like where I want to be at, you know, like that would be a great opportunity. And she's like, yeah, we have all these other things as well as like, you know, there's always not our company. Like, why do you even want to work at a big company? And I was like, I don't know, like, whatever. And so the interview's over, and then I finally send the follow-up email. Like, I sent a follow-up just giving thanks and like, thanks for sitting down with me. Maybe we'll talk in the future. Maybe I hope I have future opportunities at this company and like to work with you or whatever. Okay, cool, right? They send an email back. They're like, yeah, great chat. Anyways, so you know that we actually had one position open for that program that you wanted to do. I'm like, I'm thinking like, okay, cool. Took. Yeah, we don't have that anymore though. So that one's closed off. Won't be doing that. But we do have other opportunities, not at our company. I'll send you a link to go find some other work somewhere else. Also, if you see anything on the job board, don't hesitate to reach out and send it to me. I will have no problem giving my opinion. Giving you my reaction verbatim. That's what they said. I can give you my reaction. I don't even know what that means. I can give you my reaction. Literally, when I read that, I was thinking, like, you know, when you hold down the text message and you see, like, the exclamation mark or the question mark, or, like, that's when I think of when I saw that message. Like, I can give you my reaction. I was like, oh, okay. And that's why I have 2 part-time jobs.
Is there even still a point yet of trying to pursue like a degree in this modern day and age yet? Only because of the fact that the value of a degree has gone down so bad, bro. It's gone down so drastically. It's like, imagine BTC dumping all the way to its all-time low. Only because, like, think of it like this, yeah, supply and demand. Obviously, most jobs require a degree. If so many people now have a degree, then the supply is going to be so high. No, yeah. The supply is going to be so high, but the demand is not going to be as high because there's just too much of the supply in it. Not only just that, yeah, but it's just like, bro, you're telling me you're going to spend 3 or 4 years, yeah, going to study that one thing. And then when you now enter the job that you're supposed to enter, you're now telling me that you still don't even know what you're doing and you're now learning on the job. Then what was the point of going to university in the first place? Like, and most men, they go to degrees for vibes, bro. They don't even end up doing the career path that they wanted to do. Like, you're better off just not going to uni at all and then doing an apprenticeship or just like getting a mentor. I never understood the phase in it. That's why I never went to uni, and I'm still glad that I didn't go to uni, because it's just a waste of time and waste of money. Like, for example, how can you go to university to learn business, bro? By someone that doesn't even run a business. Why wouldn't he just go to someone who runs a successful business?
You have teachers teaching you who were the top in their profession from 30 years ago. You're learning from a textbook how to do marketing, but you're not learning about social media, or not nearly as much as you should be. So you're just left to like graduate and then go off into the real world and not be up to date with anything that's actually happening. My advice for any college kids: get real life experience while you're in school. Like, get an internship. You have so much time in school, you can handle it. That's how you're gonna learn. Definitely do not rely on a textbook. The media landscape changes so fast. You think college was a waste of time? Agree or disagree?
What's low-key kind of funny is I wrote a paper in high school talking about why you should go to college and why college is not a scam. I really was so uneducated back then, because college is a scam. Unless you're going to be in the medical field or you're going to become like a lawyer or something like that, you do not need college. What happens is most people graduate college and then they come out of college and they go work a normal job like Costco, and their degree and their debt, it's just there. You really wasted 4 or 5 years of your life when you could have just graduated high school and gone straight to work at Costco. And while you're working at Costco, you could think, what do I really want to do with my life? You know what I'm saying? And what sucks is in our school system, they tell us you need to go to college, you need to go to college, you need to go to college. And they don't actually help you figure out what you want to do. It sucks because at high school, you don't know what you want to do. And so you just go to college thinking, okay, if I just go to college and get this random thing, I'll be good. I'll be able to get a job. But in actuality, you'll be able to get a job, but you just wasted 4 years of your life. Go to trade school. Trade school is shorter time, cheaper. They actually help you get a job, but they don't tell you that.
Everyone always says you have to go to college to get the job that you want. Unfortunately, I did go to college and I still can't get the job that I want because I don't know someone who knows someone. I'm not sure how that works. And also, like, the job that I do want is in the fashion industry in New York City, but the job that I could get wouldn't cover the cost of rent in New York City. So I'm really struggling there with that. Uh-huh. And the job that I'm doing now, it's like an interior design, and my degree does not help in any way, shape, or form. You also don't need a degree to do the job that I do right now. So, like, what the fuck did my parents pay $80,000 for? I'm having a really hard day. All I want in life is a job in the fashion industry, preferably in Nashville, Tennessee, because that's where I live, or in social media marketing. Two of the hardest fucking things to get into that's not, like, a medical field job, whatever. I don't fucking know. I'm, like, crashing out right now because, like, what is my life? When does my career take off? I don't know what to do, guys. I don't.
Okay, we all know the job market is the bad place, right? We all know it is literal hell out there right now. So I call myself putting my pride to the side, checking my ego at the door. I'm going to apply to work at the mall. I'm going to apply to work at one of the stores at the mall near me. I call DSW first, then Ulta, then TJ Maxx. None of them are hiring. None of them are hiring. Bro, if I can get a job at TJ Maxx during the holiday season, I'm fucked. Like, point me to a poll right now, because what other option do I have? And honestly, I probably won't even get that because I have no experience and no ass.
I'm looking at jobs right now, but applying to jobs right now. I just came across the funniest thing, and I've came across this too many times today. Listen to the qualifications. 3 to 7 years of experience in marketing, creative production, or project coordination. And then it also says corporate or agency setting preferred. Can y'all guess how much they're willing to pay someone to do all this with 7 years of experience? I'll give it a second. $25 an hour. That's entry level nowadays. $25 an hour. You need 7 years of experience. Bro, what are these people saying? The job market is hilarious. I've been cracking up at these jobs all day long. And I guarantee this marketing job that I'm looking at that says 7 years of experience, you're probably going to be working in Walmart trying to sell something.
I just quit my job. I just quit. Like, I literally just quit this morning. I was like, bye, guys. I'm not coming in. Bye. I had put in 2 weeks 2 days ago. I put in my 2 weeks. Didn't follow through. I just, like, hate being micromanaged when I know I'm doing my job correctly and you're just nitpicking at things, like when you're not doing that with anybody else who actually needs it. It's crazy to me. But this is your sign. Quit that job. If they're treating you like shit, quit that fucking job. But find a backup job first, okay? Get hired at a new job first before you quit, because in this economy, we can't just fucking quit. All right? We got bills to pay. We got shit to do.
I was cracking up because I was thinking, you know what? I've been job hunting for like 4-5 months now, and it just hasn't yielded any kind of useful results for me. And then something funnier than that happened. I blew up on TikTok to the point where I have been paying my bills with these fucking videos. And my platform grew from 19,000 followers to 106,000 followers in 2 months. I've been at this shit for 6 years, and in the past 2 months, it has been easier. It has been easier for me to become a niche internet micro celebrity than it was for me to get a fucking job. It has been easier for me to blow up on this platform to get paid from this shit than to just get a regular schmegula ass job. Before I moved cities, I had a pretty decent career as a mail carrier, but I wasn't really happy where I was living. I didn't want to be there anymore. And then also I was doing this at the same time, and I have been since I've been working, but it's not something that I took that seriously yet. But since I had the extra time on my hands since I've moved here, I've taken it more seriously than ever, and it's yielded me genuine results. I keep getting ghosted from these jobs. I'm showing up to these places and they're telling me that they don't have me on the list to orient. Like, the fuck does that even mean? I'm just gonna go whole hog with it. Like, why not? Like, I've already invested enough and I'm already seeing a return on it. And people clearly want to hear what I have to say. So I'm at a point now where it's just like, fuck it. I'm gonna focus on this now.